run a 1 hour show and they'll just run it again at 1 and again at 2 and again at whatever. So I went there, and coming out of the break, this is what I heard. We're going to play it in this way, okay? You'll hear it from NBA TV first, and then we're going to go, we'll go to the person who created this audio. So this is what they are just coming out of a break with,
okay,
on NBA TV Saturday night.
Jam, tell me about your fiery Francophile, the Parisian torpedo, Tony Parker. Can he continue to be your main butter and egg man and still croak the boys from Big D?
Am I being punked or something? Or, you know?
Well, maybe Popovich, at the end of the press conference, there was only like two questions to Greg Popovich of the legitimate variety, and then there was that farcical question where it was thrown at Popovich.
What did he say
regarding Tony Parker? You know, we had to get a transcript for that question from whoever asked that question down in Dallas. Called Tony Parker a fiery Francophile, and Francophile, we looked it up, it means a lover of France, which obviously Tony is. Called Tony the Parisian torpedo, which I actually kind of liked. How about you?
I like Tony Parker.
Well, I mean, Tony Parker's cool.
It's decent.
The Parisian, I mean, he...
Torpedo, because he's fast. Yeah.
He wears a black uniform. Torpedoes are black. I mean, that's not that bad. And then you have Butter and Egg Man, which is a reference...
I have no clue.
Neither do I. We're too young, dude. That's a reference like circa 1919.
Dude.
Like Woodrow Wilson. God rest his soul.
Really
knows what the hell a Butter and Egg Man.
Had to go look that one up.
We don't even need to look that one up.
So he really had to go look that one up.
So, Greg, you know, we're feeling you right there. And of all the coaches to come after a loss, dropping his team to 3-1.
All right. Of all the coaches to come after.
Well, that Eric Snow is talkative, huh?
That's the point of 1920s reporter guy Scoops Callahan. Of course, he doesn't go after your spare coaches.
Right.
He doesn't go after your middling players. He goes after Hall of Famers of the coach variety, of the playing variety, and what makes 1920s reporter guy go to that next level, in my opinion, is that he will do it after a loss. A loss of a magnitude of your team probably circling the drain of this year's playoffs.
Have we ever done this before? In all of the...
Even losses to make it a playoff loss,
Bob?
Have
we ever targeted a playoff loss as a position for this situation?
I think this is a first.
I do believe it's a first as well.
Peyton Manning being 10-0 at the time, could he ever win the big one before he won the Super Bowl? That was a major magnitude loss and some major balls to do that. But this came out of nowhere for us. Us here on Bad Radio, that is. We have been shown the baby. Greatness, Tom. 1920s reporter guy. I think your thought was you were going to get Duncan, right? But then
That was the original idea. And then I realized that normally the coaches will do a press conference afterwards. And I knew, Popovich, coach, 4 titles.
Yes,
the guy's very worthy.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. He's A-list amongst A-listers.
He's a Hall of Fame coach for sure. Well... All right, now let's take you to Tom's handheld audio from in the room, because I think there's... And we'll go back. We're going to go to national coverage in a little bit.
There's certainly a lot to say here, because this is all happening in slow motion. I'm doing the draft, and I got a text message from Tom. And, man, I got to tell you, I like this bit. I want to say I love this bit, but it causes, seriously, more stress than anything we do. It is uncomfortable to watch you.
Well, yeah, think about you. What about Tom?
I swear, this is the ice cream headache, the teacher just called your home and wants to talk to your dad on the phone feeling. Yeah. I mean, it is excruciating at times to sit there and watch ESPN News or the NBA TV and watch these press conferences knowing it's about to happen.
You put your hand over.
Yes.
It's almost like you don't want to see the scary movie, but you kind of...
Seriously, I could not make eye contact with the TV screen.
Right.
I am looking away from the screen because it's too uncomfortable.
You just say, oh, no.
This is the greatest bit, though.
Oh, I suppose I'm not
denying
it.
It's the greatest. It's just so... If you're teaching radio bit 101, it's so simple. It's not vulgar or anything.
Nope.
You're not doing anything to offend.
Nope.
You're not doing anything worthy of being kicked out.
And
I guess we'll find out.
And really, asked another way, all you were asking was, can Tony Parker keep it up?
Basically.
And
can he continue to be the main man?
When this happens, it's talked
about. You didn't
about.
Ask, will he marry a goat? You asked simply, can he keep this up?
Basically, yeah. I guess we should kind of set this up a little bit for people that have never heard this bit and a giant question mark over their heads
Please.
For this thing.
Everybody's heard of it.
Basically, the name of this character is the 1920s reporter guy. His name...
Oh, we are going back to the start.
Scoops Callahan.
Yeah, this is a signature
And basically,
bit.
Yeah, you, basically...
We don't need to set it up.
I go with... and ask questions after games during press conference of A-list athletes and coaches, and sometimes movies, TV celebrities, using 1920s slang and jargon. The idea is
You've
just asking...
You've done it a hundred times, though, right?
Gotta reset.
It's
new
so
listeners
no,
all the time.
But I just think it's funny how when this does occur and somebody catches on to it, they can't believe this has ever happened. And then, upon further review, they might go hit YouTube and find Gretzky and Ovechkin. Did you get Ovechkin?
Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby,
David Beckham, Wayne Gretzky,
Kobe Bryant, Roger Clemens,
Phil Mickelson,
Vince
Phil
Young,
Jackson,
on down the
Mac Brown,
from me.
Great upon great. So take us to the room now. Okay, now you're at the press conference.
Yeah, and basically they've got a special press conference room set up. This is the playoffs.
And may I interject something here? This press conference went about 60 seconds. So the Spurs season is hanging by a thread now. And I would imagine there's a legion of Spurs media. But I swear to you, Popovich, no one had any questions for
him.
No.
It was really weird.
Yeah.
I was expecting, at least five or six questions before I would have my opportunity. And this is another thing I try to do. I try to let the beat reporters and the legitimate columnists and these people get their questions in first before I jump in.
Because you're not there to ruin their
game. I'm not there to end the conference.
Because usually once you happen...
It's over.
Right.
Generally. So, literally, they had two questions for Popovich, and that was it. And you're going to hear this in this audio. There's a long pause, and I'm thinking, uh-oh, I better jump in now, or else he's just going to walk away from the microphone. So, this is where let's crank this up. He's answering, I think it's David Moore's question here, the second question of the press conference. On the ticket.
Sure, we have to hope that other people step up and make shots, make plays. It didn't happen enough tonight, but it wasn't for lack of effort.
Anything else, Coach?
Sam, tell me about your fiery Francophile, the Parisian torpedo, Tony Parker. Can he continue to be your main butter and egg man and still croak the boys from Big D?
Am I being punked or something?
Next. All right, thanks, Coach.
Okay.
Watch out.
Now this Hello. NBA guy comes
Back
over.
Here, talk to me for
a sure.
Who do you play
for? Ticket. I asked him if Tony Parker can still be the main man for the team and still beat the Mavericks.
Yeah, but what we're doing here, we're running an organized press conference. If you have a question,
sure.
I'm going to ask you to ask it in a calm in professional manner. If you have a legitimate question, if you don't have a legitimate question, I'll ask you to leave. Okay.
All right. I thought it was a professional question.
Okay. Did you hear your tone and your volume is unnecessary? Okay. So stay with me.
All right.
All right. So I'm gonna let you stay in here. If you pull that again, you'll be asked to leave and you won't come back.
All right. I appreciate
Follow
it.
Me?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Hold on. Now I want his name. Excuse me, what's your name?
Chris Perkins.
Chris. Tom Griffin. I appreciate Chris. Thank you.
Don't pull any crap anymore. Got a real question? Worry. Ask a real question. If not, come on.
Sure. Absolutely. No problem.
What did he say? What did he say at the end?
What's his name?
Chris Perkins, I think. Chris Perkins with the NBA League office.
Now, what did he say? What was his last name?
How are you doing?
Did he say don't pull this crap? Or
Yeah, which I kind of missed just being in the middle of it. I missed he.
No, you played it perfectly.
He hated on my bit. What do you mean crap? I should have questioned that. What are you talking about crap?
No, you played it perfectly. You got to apologize and say yes, sir, and that's the way you do it. You know? Because you're recording, and you'll play him.
Right.
On Monday.
Boy, he didn't appreciate your volume.
Your tone.
How is he going to hear me?
You know your tone.
Why are you yelling? You're a foot from
you are.
Okay, well, I was a lot more than a foot.
You know what, though? To defend you, and I will anyway.
Right.
I don't care if you went in there and, you know, defecated all over the whole thing, but you didn't. There was a seven-second pause.
Yeah, right.
They said, any more questions for Pop?
Right.
I see your mind going, geez, this guy's going to walk out of here. I better jump in.
Right.
I don't want to ruin this press conference, but I got a bit to do. I got food to buy. You know, I got the rent to pay. If I don't turn in a bit, you know, it's horrible for us. So I appreciate that on your end. And
so did you stay
and then in there afterwards, after your question, he gave the opportunity again. And none of these respected media members with their big sports questions, because we want to know how the zone defense worked, and, you know, nobody had any questions.
I couldn't believe there were only two questions.
They asked two questions, and they gave up. They handed it to you.
Even,
and then this guy, well, I guess he's doing his job.
He's doing his job.
I'm not so against him, but it's funny when people try to figure out how to tell you not to do this and why it was wrong. They would love for you to be vulgar.
Right.
Because then they could cite that. They would love for you to have butted in on others' questions and not allowed the real media to talk, but they can't cite you for that. So the only thing they could say is that your tone and that you were loud.
Now, when Pop stood up and said, watch out for this guy, was he talking about you?
Yeah, he's talking about
and
me.
And he
pointed at
me. You smiling.
Okay. Yeah, he wasn't upset.
Popovich is having a nice time.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he Belichick.
He just got his butt beat, but, you know, he's Pop.
You know, it's weird.
Pop is a good dude.
He realized it's 3-1, but they might win this series. He's been through series before.
I can't help it. I like
the whole attitude in the press conference between Pop and Tony Parker was really weird. It was just like the Giants after they lost here this past season. Like, we don't have enough horses. You know, we're going to try, and we might have a shot to win a few games, but you know what?
Fascinating. All right. Well, we have far more audio because this did get national recognition, not only from NBA TV, Dan, but what if I told you TNT?
Ernie?
How about Ernie, Chuck, and Kenny? How did that go over? So much to discuss. It's 2:29. This is The Ticket.